But does Lincoln deserve his reputation as the great emancipator? Or was the Emancipation Proclamation as much an act of war as an act of mercy? A desperate maneuver motivated, in large part, by the failure of Lincoln to defeat the Confederate armies.
It's a war measure. It's a military measure. That's how it's justified. That's the only way it can be justified. There is nothing in the Constitution that enables the president to just decree the abolition of slavery. What Lincoln rests on is his role as commander-in-chief of the army. You know, compare it to the Declaration of Independence, which begins with this wonderful preamble about the rights of mankind. There's nothing like that. This is a military order. It contains no soaring rhetoric whatsoever, which Lincoln was capable of. Only at the suggestion of Secretary of the Treasury Chase does it end with a statement, "This is an act of justice, as well as of military necessity."
Like the Declaration of Independence, the Emancipation Proclamation has become one of America's sacred texts, and it places Lincoln at the center of the story. But emancipation was a process that Lincoln did not begin and was never able to control.
To be perfectly frank, we give him too much credit for it. He caught up with the process of emancipation as much as he made the personal decision to free the slaves. Emancipation comes about in 1862, and especially in 1863, in the midst of this war, out of the process of its escalation.